The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here this morning, here on Sunny 95. Today, we are dedicating our show, guess what, to Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. First, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Ruth, who is not in great health, and she's hospitalized right now. Love you, Mom. Also, happy Mother's Day to my mother-in-law, Donna, who is listening right now. I love you too, Mom. And also to my wife, Carrie, the mother of our four wonderful children. I love you as well. And to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a great, great day.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. What I'm going to do is give out the question of the day now. And we're not ready for phone calls. We'll mention that in a little bit. It'll be right before the break where we'll be willing to take your phone calls. But in the meantime, I'll give you the question. And if you listen a little bit, if you listen carefully, I will be giving you the answer as the morning progresses. So the answer is a true or false, or rather the question is a true or false question. The Academy of Periodontology was founded by a woman dentist. True or false? Okay, so like I said, just listen in and I will be giving the answer here in just a bit. Now, as I was preparing for the show, and of course the show is basically, you know, it's kind of because of Mother's Day, I thought I would highlight women in dentistry. So, as I was doing my research for the show, I discovered that there was an association of women's dentists. It's called the AAWD, the American Association of Women Dentists. And it was founded by Dr. Mary Stilwell Cusell with 12 charter members, Dr. Annie Folk, Secretary, listing 32 members in her report on March 4th, 1893. I had no idea that there was an organization like this from that many years ago. Anyway, it stated, quote, "The women interested in dentistry in Philadelphia in March 1892 to organize a society by which they could strengthen themselves by trying to help one another. At monthly meetings, essayists presented scholarly dental papers. The mailing list grew to include about 100 women dentists. No reports exist after 1898, but previous records indicate that they had interests and concerns shared by women colleagues of today. In 1921, 12 women dentists met in Milwaukee, Wisconsin during the annual meeting of the American Dental Association, also known as the ADA, forming the Federation of Women Dentists. The name was changed twice and is currently known as the American Association of Women Dentists. The founding mothers, women of stature in dentistry, never intended AAWD to foster separation of women from men, nor did they wish to cause fragmentation in the profession. These women were involved and respected at all levels of organized dentistry. They wanted a support organization to share their common interests and to enjoy friendship and camaraderie. AAWD's first president, Dr. M. Evangeline Jordan, an 1898 graduate of the University of California School of Dentistry, was one of the first to limit her practice to children, therefore making her a founder of pedodontics. She was devoted to organized dentistry and dental education. So think of, I didn't realize that either. The pedodontic, or what we think of as pediatric dentistry or pedodontics, was founded by a dentist, Dr. Evangeline Jordan, in 1898. In 1901, she was elected second vice president of the Southern California Dental Association, and in 1909, organized the program for the Los Angeles County Dental Society featuring all women dentists. Now, 1909, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Wright brothers' first flight was 1907, so just to give you an idea of the time that we're dealing with. Okay, so in 1910, she started a section of women's dentists within Southern California Dental Association. A former student of hers, Dr. Alice Kinninger, remembers her vividly as a role model and inspiration. Dr. Jordan was awarded honorary membership in the American Society of Dentistry for Children and the Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics after her retirement, and she died in 1952. So she, although she founded Pediatrics, she didn't really found the Academy of Pediatrics, but is given credit for founding the field. That's pretty cool. Commitment to dentistry and prominence among peers became a tradition with the AAWD leaders. Dr. Gillette Hayden, a 1902 graduate of Ohio State, yep, that's Ohio State, served as AAWD's third president. Devoted to the advancement of periodontia in dental practice, she founded the American Academy of Periodontology in 1914, along with the AAWD's sixth president, Dr. Grace R. Spaulding. So that's pretty neat that the field of periodontology was founded, or rather the Academy of Periodontology was founded by a woman. And not only that, she was from Ohio State. I think that's really neat. And these dates are just mind-boggling to me. I just had no idea. I mean, even now, there are plenty of women dentists, but they're still a minority, at least as a group. Now, in dental school, it's different, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. There are plenty of women dental students and recent grads, but not, in fact, you know what? Let me just mention that now. As of 2010, or rather, here we go. Yeah, this was reported in 2010, and it was reported in a magazine called Women in Dentistry Expo. We're at the Women in Dentistry Expo. Changing demographics in the dental profession have more female dental students graduating than men. In 1979, fewer than 2% of working dentists in the United States were women. By the year 2000, women represented approximately 40% of dental students. Now, many if not most of the dental schools have 50 to 60% women enrolled. Women dentists face the same challenges that all dentists face and a few more that are uniquely theirs. So, it's really, really changing. And when I went to the AAWD website, they actually have a spot there where if somebody is searching out, specifically searching for a female dentist, they have a link where you can click on that and it'll give you a list of all of their members. Now, I also found in here that they have, there are local chapters, and I was a little surprised to find that currently there is no chapter in Ohio. There is a chapter in Alabama, California, Central Missouri, Illinois, Middle Tennessee, Mississippi, Oklahoma, New Jersey, New York, and I think there's one in Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. However, good news is there are new chapters in formation right now, one in downtown Chicago, Illinois, one in Orlando, Florida, one in Cincinnati, Ohio, and one in Los Angeles, California. So we will have our own chapter of the American Association of Women Dentists soon. So that's pretty neat to know. Okay, so now let me just remind you that you can access podcasts of this show by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com. You can also go to iTunes, and when you're at iTunes, you know, you search under health, and then you type in either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty curious to me. I don't know why it is, but when you do that, you'll get a little thing on the upper right that says no matches found. But if you just look at the bottom right, scroll down just a tad, you'll see my face. So apparently they don't know that's me or something, but it's there. So you can still just go down there and click on it. Now remember, our phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The question is, true or false, the Academy of Periodontology was founded by a woman dentist. True or false? The Academy of Periodontology was founded by a woman dentist. I say we take caller number, I don't know, let's go with caller number 4 today. All right. Okay, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay with us. Give us a call. Try to win the free flowers, which I forgot to mention what you get for getting the answer. Yeah, you get free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So it's worth your call. You'll get some wonderful free flowers from Weisdember Florist. Okay, we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about women in dentistry because it's Mother's Day. And we have the question of the day. We have a couple callers on hold because the question of the day was the Academy of Periodontology was started by a woman dentist. And caller number four, what's your name?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Hey, by the way, are you a mom?
I am.
Great. I wanted to find out, okay, what's your answer to the question?
I say true.
The answer is correct. Now, Sherry, stay on the line. And by the way, caller number five, you stay on the line also because I want to talk to you here in a second. Anyway, Sherry, stay on the line. We're going to get your information because you win the flowers from Weistember Florist.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Okay, caller number five, what was your name?
Mary.
Mary, are you a mom?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what? In honor of Mother's Day, I've decided to give you flowers too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You had the right answer, right?
Yes.
Okay. The answer was yes, yeah. I just thought, well, you know what? It's Mother's Day. We'll do something special.
So well, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you hang on the line as well. Give my producer a couple minutes because he has to speak with caller number four first, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Well, my producer is gathering that information. Seems like I'm on my own. Okay. So we'll, so if anything goes wrong, I guess I'm just out of luck. Okay. Now, let's see the magazine. All right. Well, there was a magazine, I can't even find the name right now, but there was an article done by Maggie Leslie and Ty Carter, and it was called Top 25 Women in Dentistry. And basically, as the number of women in the industry grew, in both dental practice, in labs, schools, manufacturing sector, Dental Products Report wanted to develop an award that recognizes them for their many contributions. The publication received more than 200 outstanding nominations among the five categories. The winners were chosen based on the number of people who nominated them, the quality of the nominations, and the ability to demonstrate a clear contribution to the dental community and the diversity their story would bring to the category. So they came up with a list of 25, and I decided to kind of key into just the dentists, maybe that's not fair because maybe I should have picked a dental lab worker and maybe a dental teacher or something, but I decided to do dentists. So I want to share with you a little bit about a few of what was considered by Dental Products Report to be the top 25 women dentists in the country. One is Dr. Tamara Bailey. Dr. Bailey, after rising above a difficult divorce and moving to a new city, Dr. Bailey settled into a life as a single mom in a male-dominated profession, building a successful dental practice from scratch. These days, she's serving as the Director of Doctor Relations for the Atlanta Center for Dental Excellence, busy overseeing the building of a new office and somehow still finding time to take care of her three kids or take her three kids to hockey practice. That kind of resonates with me because my son played hockey. In 1998, she was working in a pathology lab and was miserable. Quote, "I actually never thought about dentistry as a profession," she explained. "But while I was working in the lab, I went to the dentist for cleaning and we were talking about work. I told him what I wanted my job to be like and he suggested I become a dentist. Her dentist even allowed her to shadow him for an afternoon at his office. Afterwards, she was sold." Quote, from Dr. Bailey, is, "It was completely out of the blue. She remembers, but it was the right decision." Now, I let a lot of people come, dental students, dental hygiene students, come and shadow me at the office because I really think you need to know what you're getting into before you become a dentist. Dentistry can be a great profession, and I love what I do, but it's also very difficult. And it's kind of ironic because if I shake somebody's hand, my hands are so soft, it looks like I've never worked a day in my life, and yet I work hard. I work hard. I work long hours, a lot of stress. You know, when you cut into a tooth or cut somebody to extract the wisdom tooth or something, you kind of have a responsibility to get the job done and get it done right. So what she said, going on with the interview with Dr. Tamara Bailey, doing the right thing, of course, is not always this easy, and after her decision to pursue dentistry, she faced several major hurdles. As she was preparing for dental school, her mother developed breast cancer. A short time later, she was faced with divorce and the reality of raising her three children on her own. All of the complications that stood in her way could have led her to hesitate, but instead she chose to persevere and focus on what matters most in life. Another quote from Dr. Bailey, "My family was upper middle class growing up, so it shocked me when I was out in the real world. Tammy says you realize you don't need stuff anymore. It's the little things that matter, like spending time with family." Whether in her professional or personal life, she believes in living life to the fullest. Another quote, "5 years ago, I would not have said that," she admits, "but now touching people and helping when help is needed is important to me. Once in a while, I like to buy the guy behind me in the drive-thru for Starbucks his coffee. There was a time that I was really struggling financially, so I've been there." Dr. Frank Clayton, Tammy's friend and colleague, knows of Tammy's kindness and success firsthand. She's not only a truly down-to-earth person, but an outstanding dentist as well. "Unlike many prima donnas, both male and female, I've met in dentistry, she is solid," he says. "She practices every day, yet still finds balance with her life. She's confident in her words and actions, and I think a huge asset not only to female dentists, but to males as well." And, you know, there are a lot of reoccurring themes in here. Single mom, three kids, male-dominated profession, having to get the kids to hockey practice and all that. There are a lot, you know, a lot of women refer to this as their second full-time job. Here's another. And this one, I may have time for more, but in case I don't, I'm going to jump ahead to Dr. Hazel Harper. Now, Dr. Hazel Harper is a dentist from Washington, D.C. She is an African-American woman, and she's been making her mark in the world of dentistry since 1975. A couple years back, she co-founded the DeMonte Driver Dental Project, and it's known as DDDP for short. And also, you can go to demontedentalproject.org. I'll spell it in case anyone's interested. It's DEAMONTESDENTAL project.org. It's a community-based oral health initiative for children in Prince George's County, Maryland. So Dr. Harper put her master's degree in public health to good use after a 12-year-old DeMonte driver died from severe tooth decay that spread to his brain. I don't know if anybody had heard that story, but I had. And yes, this young boy who wasn't taken to the dentist died of an infection that spread to his brain. And pretty tragic. After two surgeries and 6 months in the hospital, DeMonte was dead. So Dr. Harper says, "My life changed. DeMonte went to school 5 minutes from my home, and I didn't even know there was a problem. After years of not fully utilizing my public health degree, it just came to me. The DDDP allows neighborhood dentists to travel to elementary schools in their community and provide them with the care they need. Dr. Harper believes her determination helps her juggle two full-time jobs, there it is, as the general dentist and project director of DDDP. When I focus my energies on a goal, especially for children, I'm like a locomotive. If there is something that needs to be done, it's getting done, she explains. While she once thought she would follow her physician father's career path, Hazel was recruited into dentistry by Dr. Jean Sinkford, a young assistant dean at Howard University. She told me I could combine the profession with family, and that's kind of what made me decide to switch from medicine to dentistry, she says. I just knew I wanted to help people and be involved in science. I saw my dad work in the medical field was what I knew. So she was going to become a physician, and then somebody opened her eyes to dentistry. Now, making that transition wasn't the only thing she had to overcome. As a woman that came through in the 70s into a profession that was male-dominated, my sense of self-worth was called into question, she recalls. I was told by men that women in industry couldn't be as productive as men, which is not the case. I'm starting to find out now, in fact, that it may be just the opposite. She has achieved much success in practice and feels rewarded by serving as a mentor to her students, yet she remains most proud of her work in the community. I guess I'm proud that I can live with a sense of purpose and have the ability to realize that it's not just about me, it's about others. It feels good to know that I'm working towards making a difference, and if I could leave behind one thing, my legacy, it would be that everyone can make a difference, and with faith, anything is possible. Well, that's a pretty neat story. I think that's especially, you know, it's unfortunate that DeMonte had to die for her to, hear of his story to get started, but still, she's making a very, very great impact, and maybe there won't be any other DeMonte drivers out there that will die from a tooth abscess. I mean, it's 2011, so we would like to think that that doesn't happen anymore. All right, I see that it's time to go to a break. When we come back, we are going to hear about a couple other of the top 25 women in dentistry, Dr. Helene Smith being one, and if there's time, Dr. Dushanka Kleinman. Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Don't go away, stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. We're having a Mother's Day show in essence because we are talking about women in dentistry. And you know what? Before I go on to the next woman, the top 25 women in dentistry, Let me make sure I mention that our Dentistry from the Heart event at my office, June 17th, will take place from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. People will be allowed to come and get a filling, a cleaning, or an extraction, and it's free, no appointment. Just come. Some people are going to come early. I've heard that in other times that these events take place around the country that people come the night before. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We're going to have a stage to entertain folks while they're waiting. We're going to have entertainment, you know, hopefully some folks that sing and play guitar. Ted Williams is going to be there emceeing. I don't know if he'll spend the whole 12 hours, but he'll be there. And by the way, Ted Williams is in rehab now, if you hadn't heard. He is back at Origins, which is the Dallas facility that Dr. Phil had sent him originally. And the first time around, Ted checked himself out 9 days later. Just wasn't for him. But I think this time he's going to make it. He's in for 30 days. And then he'll be getting out just in time to do my event. So that was part of the deal. He kept saying, okay, he called me on the Wednesday before. Now, Dr. Kavitko, when's your event? And I said, June 17th. He goes, okay, I will be there. And, if you have any questions about the event or you want to help, if you're a dentist that want to come and do some dentistry, please call the office at 262-9588. That's in the 614 area code. Okay, so we have just a few more minutes. Okay, Dr. Helene Smith, let's talk about her. Again, one of the top 25 dentists in the country, as written by Dental Products Report. She was committed to becoming a dentist, so committed that in the late 80s, as many dental schools were forced to close because of financial limitations, she followed her dream to three schools. Accepted at Georgetown University, but told soon after that the incoming class would not start. From there, she matriculated to Washington University, which then closed as well. Finally, she returned to the East Coast to receive her degree from Boston University. The education wasn't complete. She went on to get further cosmetic training at the Las Vegas Institute for Advanced Dental Studies, which she described as the highlight of her education. That training enabled her to find her passion and practice the type of dentistry she wanted. Today, she is able to provide patient-focused care, specializing in cosmetic work, in two of her own Boston area practices, recognized as some of the most successful in the city. One was honored with a Reader's Choice Award in the Best Dentist category in 2006. Gives me a great feeling to know that I matter to my patients and that I can help them reach their full potential by providing the smile they've always wanted, she explains, and I've created the practice of my dreams, and I want all dentists to know that they can too. And I agree with that. You know, we do that at our office. It's really fun, and you change lives when you do these makeovers. Now she's starting to be recognized on a national level as a speaker, sharing her insights on dental accounting methods and social media for dentists. I hope to mentor dentists and help them reach their full potential. She says, dentistry is such a wonderful career with endless opportunities. Exploring and creating a practice that suits our needs is the most important aspect in order to have a full and balanced life. And then with about the 2 minutes that I have left, let me just mention Dr. Dushyanta Kleinman, a 1973 alumnus of the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Dentistry. She is now an Associate Dean for Research and Academic Affairs and Professor at the School of Public Health, University of Maryland at College Park. She is the former Chief Dental Officer of the U.S. Public Health Service, first woman to ever hold that role, and holds the rank of Rear Admiral, retired. She was co-executive director or editor of the Landmark 2000 report, Oral Health in America, chronicling the state of oral health in this country, detailing how oral and general health are related, and enumerating opportunities to strengthen oral health. In 2003, the Surgeon General released an equally important call to action for the nation's dentists, dental organizations, governmental entities, and social service organizations to deal with the silent and neglected epidemic of oral disease in America, which is particularly burdensome to the nation's most vulnerable citizens, the poor, minorities, children, and elderly. As the Chief Dental Officer of the United States in the early part of 2000, she played a leading role in promoting the call to action, getting the various players on board and cooperating. We must work together to address this call to action, was her message, because oral health is integral to general health. And we've talked about that on this show over and over and over, how we now know there is a link between dental health and overall health. If you don't have a healthy mouth, you're not going to have a healthy body. And in fact, the DeMonte Driver example is a perfect example of that. This 12-year-old boy died from a tooth abscess, and abscesses get started from cavities. And it was a cavity that was left untreated, presumably because his parents either didn't know or couldn't afford to take him to the dentist, because the social agencies, the government programs that provide for the poor are woefully inadequate. We're working or trying to make that better. You know, I had the congressman from Arizona on, and he's introducing a bill to try to improve the amount of remuneration that is paid for dental care. So I am short of time, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Again, go out and have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day, and tune in next Sunday morning at 8 in the morning, every Sunday at 8, for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And thank you so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.